Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends of sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal to all things great in sports history, and we have your sports break for October 12th. But before we get to those uniform numbers and the great players that made some great athletic events happen on October 12th, we want to make sure that you know how to get a hold of us. One way is email. We are available at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. We love to communicate with you. We love it when you guys send us your feedback and your complaints and your criticisms and suggestions and even some things that maybe we missed and want to make some corrections on. We'd love to hear about it. Love to hear what your ideas are, and we'll try to do some of those things, and we'll make sure we answer each and every email. I'll answer them personally. Darren Hayes will get that email. So let's get into your uniform numbers for October 12th. The ones we're going to talk about today are numbers 20, 29, 42, 32, 81, 16, 34, and jersey number 4. October 12, 1967 is where we'll start, and it's at the World Series where the St. Louis Cardinals number 20, Lou Brock, the legend, stole a World Series record 7 bases as the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Boston Red Sox 7-2 at Fenway Park for a 4-3 series win. The most valuable player was Cards pitcher Bob Gibson. October 12, 1977, in a game known as the throwaway game, Catfish Hunter, number 29, the pitcher for the Yankees, lost Game 2 of the World Series 6-1 to the Los Angeles Dodgers, as the Yankees were apparently resting all their other pitchers. October 12, 1979, Boston Celtics guard number 42, Chris Ford, scores his first three-point basket in NBA history. It was the first one by anyone, not just by Chris, in the first quarter of a 114-106 win versus the Houston Rockets at the Boston Garden. Now, something to really note about this game, it also marks the debut of a certain Boston rookie named Larry Bird. October 12, 1979, future Basketball Hall of Fame guard forward number 32, Magic Johnson, made his debut for the Los Angeles Lakers at the San Diego Clippers. The Lakers won that game 103-102. October 12, 1982, Milwaukee Brewers' Paul Molitor, number 4, produced a World Series record 5 hits. October 12, 1989, a blockbuster NFL deal occurred this day. Dallas running back Herschel Walker, number 34, was traded from the Cowboys to the Minnesota Vikings for 5 players and 6 future draft picks, including future stars Emmitt Smith, who wore number 22, Russell Maryland, 67, for the Cowboys, Kevin Smith, and Darren Woodson. October 12, 1991, Doug Flutie, number 22, of the BC Lions set a CFL passing record of 582 yards despite losing to the Edmonton Eskimos 45-38 in overtime. October 12, 1991, Mike Lurch of Princeton tied an NCAA record with 300 receiving yards. That's quite a lot for a receiver to catch in a college game. October 12, 1992, Washington Redskins number 81, Art Monk set an NFL record with his 820th reception in his career. October 12, 1999, Pat LaFontaine, number 16 for multiple franchises. Well, unfortunately, he was forced to formally retire from the NHL due to some lingering concussion problems that he experienced during his play. October 12, 2003, the FIFA World Cup Final, Home Depot Center, Carson, California. Number 4, Nia Kunzer scored the winner in sudden death extra time as Germany defeated Sweden 2-1. October 12, 2016, Austin Matthews, number 34, became the first player to score 4 goals in his NHL debut for the Toronto Maple Leafs in Ottawa. Now, that is just some great history for October 12th. We try to cover each and every day some of these biggest events, the biggest players, their jersey numbers, and a lot of history going on here. You know, it's sports history with you know, on a daily basis. And we hope you're enjoying this, and hope you tune in each and every day for some more great sports history. In the meantime, go over to sportshistorynetwork.com. We have our podcast on there, Pigskin Dispatch and the Jersey Dispatch, as well as our audio drama, Orville Mulligan, Sports Writer. And it's also, we have you know, like 30 friends on there that have some podcasts too on sports history. It's all genres of sports, all eras of sports, just about anything you can imagine in a sports history mode. Well, we got it covered at sportshistorynetwork.com. Also, go to our websites, pigskindispatch.com and jerseydispatch.com, for some more great insight on sports history. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout, and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for a reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. Get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, aka the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.